If you're not wearing the official stuff, you're not a possible, you're not a proper Arsenal supporter.
BBC London News, 7:35.
Danny Baker's Breakfast Show. Calls 020-722-42000. Danny Baker on BBC London, 94.9.
Well, we have a new winner in our biggest load of trash ever said during the news bulletin. Yeah, indeed.
If you don't wear the proper Arsenal stuff, you can't be a real...
So give us every single penny you've got.
If you're not prepared to fork out 45
quid, if you're not going to meet that price, some 6-year-old kid hearing that. If you're not wearing the official Arsenal stuff, you're not a proper supporter. What a disgrace.
I've never worn
what a disgrace. Exactly, and nobody should now in protest of that nitwit who said that. If you don't wear the official stuff, you're not a proper supporter. Making children cry because they
can't afford it. Because they and David Dean
exactly, because children can't afford it now. He's made them all feel rotten. If I was Arsenal supporter, which God forbid, I would get a cannon and I would stick it pointing upwards. I would stick the point upwards as a one finger to the club. I would stick the cannon pointing upwards saying, I'm a proper Arsenal supporter. You know why? Because you're not. You own the club. You have the players, but the only people who are still here, when you move ground and when the chairman changes and when nitwit spokesmen like that idiot starts talking, the supporters are always, don't you tell us who can be real supporters who can't, just because we don't put more and more and more money in your coffers. What an idiot. Take that out,
Diane.
Don't let that happen again. Well,
really.
Can you believe that?
That's outrageous.
If you don't buy a proper stuff, you're not a proper supporter. Genius. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. It's just on 25 to 8. I'm writing that down for something for the column this week. Okay. We're building a menu of expensive and eye-popping items on the most expensive menu in the world. And expensive eye-popping. Eye-popping so far, we've only got weevils submitted by David Guo. He's deep-fried weevils. Eaten in Hong Kong, weevils. So weevils are on there. So
weevils are the traditional things you're supposed to remove from food.
Yeah, but of course, as we know, the further east you go, the more they have a cavalier attitude to that ridiculous... They found the weevil, they thought...
Just throwing away the best thing.
Exactly. So please don't ring us about the maggots and the sexual organs thing, because that's unusual. But weevils is a surprising thing to eat. That's on the eye-popping side of it. On the expensive side of it, and when you go to the website, you can click on this and see the show's menu. I bought 2 ham rolls and 2 orange juices in France for £47. Mark bought a Coca-Cola in New York for $15.
Very much. That was 20 years ago.
Well, there you go. So I'm saying that's at least 15.
Lord,
£15 Coke. It's a £15 Coca-Cola now. The Godfather, the show's own Godfather in Farningham, John, in the Champs-Élysées, he bought 4 beers for £46. £11.50 a beer. Paula in Hammersmith, 2 hot chocolates and a slice of cake, St. Mark's Square, Italy. 2 hot chocolates and a slice of cake, £25. £25. Terry in Sidcup said in a Liverpool Street pub, a baked potato with a filling is £7.50 for one potato. Is our menu for the show. Trevor on the M25, 2 cheese, is in a ski resort in Austria, 2 cheesecakes and 4 cups of coffee, £37. Arsenal Club Shop.
£10 million,
one sock. One sock. And if you don't buy it, you're not a real supporter. It's all right, son. Unless you give us all your money, you're not a proper supporter.